You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back. Today, we're talking about this. Before you cheat, do this. That's right, my dear. Before you cheat, do this. Now, this is a very serious topic and a very sensitive topic. I understand that, but I really felt the need to talk about this today because if you listen to yesterday's episode, the struggle is real! I revealed four diamonds for you. If you're in a situation right now where you are in a struggle. And what inspired that episode was one of our listeners reached out and asked for any suggestions in regards to her marriage, 25 years, her husband's left, he wants a divorce, he's having an affair. It's really a very difficult time for her, as so many women and men around the globe that are struggling in their relationships. So that prompted yesterday's episode, and in that episode, I revealed four diamonds to really take a look at if you're in a struggle right now. And in my Facebook Live today, I talked about it as well. And that if you're in a time right now where you're in a struggle, I suggested, hey, try the opposite. You know, if what you're doing is not working, and I've said this so many times before, maybe what you need to do for a while is try the opposite. But today, what I want to share with you is this, because this topic of cheating is so prevalent. It's absolutely so prevalent. And like I said yesterday, it is time to begin an affair with your own heart. It's time to begin an affair with your own heart. Now, whether you're thinking about cheating or you've been cheated on, I want you to stick with me on this. Before you cheat, this is what I would ask you to consider. Number one, and one before you go to the next. Now, you may be thinking I'm talking about marriage, okay? Yes, at some level, because if someone's going to cheat, they're cheating on themselves, they're cheating on their marriage, they're cheating on everything, they're cheating on integrity, they're cheating on truth. But also, I want you to think about how many times have you cheated yourself? How many times have you cheated your dreams? How many times have you cheated your desires? How many times have you cheated your own commitments because you didn't finish one before going on to the next? Yeah, seriously, think about that. How often do we start spinning plate after plate after plate after plate and never really getting full, never really feeling fulfilled? That was me for so many years. I was constantly starting something new, and I was constantly juggling all of these things that I was doing, all of these responsibilities, all of these relationships, if you will, with my life and my life's work. But at the real core heart of it, I was running. I was running from my own pain. I was running from the problem. And I wasn't able to see that the cheating that happened to me, I had two past husbands that cheated. Guess what? It didn't happen to me. It happened through me. I know that's so like big to admit today. But I realized that I was like, wow, you know, looking back, I had a cheating heart. I was having an affair with everything that I was doing, but I was really cheating myself. I was cheating my own heart and soul. You, my dear, before you cheat on yourself or someone else, finish one thing before you go and commit to other things. Stay true to your first love. Stay true to your commitments. Stay true to the desires of your heart. And then I also want you to think about this. Today, as I was preparing for my Facebook Live, I brought out this new light, this new lighting system that I have, and I plugged it in, and it wouldn't turn on. And I was like, oh my goodness, I just got rid of the box. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe this light is not working. So I looked over, it was definitely plugged in. but it had this kind of extended cord. So I went to the center and I made sure that that connection was strong and solid. And sure enough, it wasn't. So I shoved it all the way in, and all of a sudden, just like that, voila, we had light, okay? And I started thinking about that. I was like, oh my goodness, this is one of the things I'm talking about when we talk about cheating ourselves. And we absolutely are spreading ourselves so thin. It's because we are not all in. Before you cheat, my dear, on yourself or someone else, go all in to your current commitment. Go all in. Like, what would that look like for you to go absolutely all in to your current commitment? Absolutely go all in, plug all the way in, and watch what happens. See if the light actually gets turned on. See if your life actually gets turned on. But what happens is we go in partially, and then we go in partially to all these other commitments that we make in our lives, whether it's relationships or whether it's commitments to doing things or whether it's the commitments that we're making, things we say we're going to do, even in the commitments that we make with ourselves. Are you hearing me today, my dear? I am asking you, I'm begging you, whether you're thinking about cheating on someone, no matter what, you're cheating on yourself, okay? But whether you're not even thinking about that and you're like, oh my goodness, I would never do that, right? Well, because it's happened to you perhaps. And you're looking at the person that did it and you're like, I can't believe he or she did this. Well, you know what? This all starts from a mindset, a heart set of not being all in, and a mindset and a heart set of starting multiple things without bringing completion to anything. I hope you're hearing me today. And you, my dear, if you have been on the receiving end of someone who has cheated, I want you to know there is life past this moment of pain. I promise you. Like I said, it happened to me twice. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it feels like there is no greater heartache, right? Such betrayal, such devastation. But you know what? Even though you feel as though you have been cheated on, and even though you may have been cheated on, I'm going to ask you, do not cheat on yourself. Or before you do, I urge you to consider trying these steps that I shared with you today. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where in your life right now are you doing multiple things and not getting the results that you desire? And number two, where are you not all in, fully connected, fully engaged? Identify those areas today and make a commitment today to go all in, to plug in, and to focus on completing one thing before you begin another. And take the first step today, my dear. I would so love to hear from you. I know this is a very sensitive topic, but really, like I've said so many times, if it can't be interpreted at least two different ways, it's probably not true. So this whole idea of cheating, it's an epidemic on planet Earth today, and perhaps this is part of the reason right here. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.